More good news today on the coronavirus vaccine front. Pfizer says its vaccine is 100% effective for kids 11 to 15 years old. The data has not yet been peer-reviewed, but the news is creating some buzz among doctors and researchers who say vaccinating children will play an important role in getting the pandemic under control. So let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's a pediatrician and co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Dr. Hotez, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Pfizer says its shot is 100% effective. Is that too good to be true?
Well, it's still a small study. It's around 1,200, 1,300 adolescents in the placebo group, the same number in the vaccination group. So there were 18 cases of COVID-19 in the placebo group, zero in the vaccinated group. So it's likely going to be a high level of protection, probably as good as the older adults, which was 94-95%. You know, as we get to larger numbers, the 100% number may not pan out, but it's still a really good vaccine.
Parents are probably thinking about the side effects right now. Are those any different than what adults are experiencing?
It looked like a similar profile, and there are side effects. It can cause short-term fever or headache or arm soreness, body aches, but they're temporary and certainly not serious. In terms of serious adverse events such as anaphylaxis or an anaphylactic response, we have some numbers now coming from the adult population of around 2 to 5 per million, which is a little higher than it is for the influenza vaccine or HPV vaccine, which is about 1 to 2 per million, but that's still a very rare event.
So from your perspective as a pediatrician, nothing too much to worry about there.
Yeah, I mean, just overwhelming benefits, minimal risk. And, you know, this will be great if we can start vaccinating adolescents over the summer so that middle schools, junior high schools, we can have everybody vaccinated, the teachers, the staff, as well as the students.
Well, is that the timeline that you think is realistic, that the kids could be vaccinated, or at least kids between 11 and 15 years old, they could be vaccinated before school starts in the fall?
That would be the aspirational goal. It depends on how the company proceeds with emergency use authorization, whether they'll do it through that or full approval, how the VRBPAC committee rules on it. But if all the stars align, I think it is conceivable we can have start vaccinating adolescents over the summer in time for the fall school year.
What are your thoughts on getting kids younger than 11 years old vaccinated? Those studies, I understand, are just getting started.
Yeah, I think this will be a little slower. I don't see a path by which that happens before 2022, before next year. And I think we'll move slower. And the reason is, one of the reasons we want to vaccinate the little kids is we've had about 2,000 cases due to the virus of this pediatric syndrome that's abbreviated MIS-C. I don't know who comes up with these acronyms, but it stands for multi-system inflammatory syndrome dash of children. And it peaks around the 5 to 9 year old age group. And it seems to be due to a delayed reaction to the virus and to the actual virus after infection. And so I think what will happen is, as we start vaccinating the kids, you'll want to follow them and make certain that the vaccine, which in theory shouldn't, but we'll want to watch it closely, doesn't reproduce any of those symptoms. So I would imagine that might slow us down a little bit.
Dr. Hotez, we've been talking about the details here of this study, but big picture, I think this is very crucial to talk about as well. What's the significance of this? Now that we appear to be getting closer to vaccinating children, what does that mean for the future of this pandemic?
Well, you know, increasingly we're moving towards a picture where we can have a high percentage of the American people vaccinated, both adults and now adolescents. You know, if we can get to the 85% range, you know, we used to say 60-70% to vaccinate our way out of the epidemic, but now with the B.1.1.7 variant, that's so much more transmissible. That raises the bar for the percentage of people we want vaccinated. But I think it means we can get there now. And so there's a lot to look forward to in this country in terms of people feeling safe and potentially even interrupting transmission. And now we know that at least some of the vaccines are doing just that, not only stopping symptomatic illness, but actually stopping documented PCR positive infection, even in asymptomatic individuals.
Dr. Peter Hotez, pediatrician and co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Thanks as always.
Thank you.